And any of the ladies coming in like an olive drab kind of scrub outfit, they're working. Yeah, because there's a chiropractor's office in here. I think there might be some kind of dental office, tax office, something like that. So there's a few other businesses in here. One of the things I've been and I've been, you know, asking others to listen, you know, to the audios and things like that. There's such a fine line between righteous indignation and anger, you know. Well, I mean, there's only one reason to be here this early, and they're actually bringing a baby. She looks pregnant, doesn't she? I mean, it's often hard to tell. Folks, can we talk to you before you go inside? Are you here to have an abortion today? I'm sorry, I can't hear you, sir. No, I'm not, sir, because there are lives at stake today. I would appreciate it. Are you here for an abortion?
You're assuming, don't assume.
I'm not assuming, I'm asking, sir. Please don't take that little baby in there. It's not enough, sir. Lives are at stake. They do the chemical abortions on Monday. The RU 486, I think it is. And then they do surgical abortions at least Tuesday and Saturday. They usually, 8 to 8:30, you see a lot of traffic, and then they just trickle in throughout the morning. Yeah, she's one of the head honchos in the clinic. Ma'am, please don't participate in any abortions today. These babies have a right to live. We shouldn't be killing unborn children. Good morning. Baby shouldn't have to die here this morning. Please do not participate in the abortions today. Pointing a finger at me doesn't make it go away, ma'am. Nope, I'm not. Good morning, Juan. I'm not going to stop, Juan. We do this every Tuesday. I know, Juan. You call the police every week. It's okay, Juan. It's all right. Oh, he's unusually feisty this morning.
Maybe he didn't get his coffee.
Young lady, are you here for an abortion today? Please do not kill your baby if you're here for that reason this morning. That's one of the hardest things is sometimes the indifference. One morning, the first young lady that walked in, I asked, are you here for an abortion today? She stopped, she smiled, she said, number three. And it's just, you know, as if she was having a mole removed or something. Sir, can I have a couple minutes of your time? That's a beautiful little boy there. Sir, I don't receive warnings. Unborn children are too important to be afraid of men. Why don't you go back in and save that child?
You don't know what I'm putting there. You're just assuming. Which makes you have no idea what's doing it. No idea.
And that may be true, but I can't take the risk. Juan, what's wrong this morning? We do this every day.
Oh, please, don't bother like the doctors.
Oh, I'm going to bother the doctors. I'm going to bother the doctors more than anyone else, Juan. Juan, I'm going to bother the abortionists more than anyone else. Thank you for letting me know she's one of the doctors. I've been wondering who the doctor was. Thank you. This office helps 14 and 15 year old girls kill their babies, Juan. Juan, I can't hear you.
We help them over here in the other questions coming to you at all. You don't get to the first contact.
What? Unless I know for certain a young lady's not going in there for an abortion, I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to talk to everybody, Juan. It's too important. Have a good day, buddy. Folks, can we talk to you before you go inside, please? Please do not abort your baby this morning. Your baby has a right to live. Young man, don't kill your child today.
Name is what?
Elmido.
Right. That's three officers he helped to people, to the girls that pregnant, to make sure we don't abort.
Excuse me, just a second, one.
Please don't participate in any abortions today, ma'am.
Hey, see, this is the problem. You bother to the nurse and the doctors.
Yes, I'm going to.
You need to have to.
I'm going to.
Well, we have to call the police.
You go, call the police.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Juan. Call the police. The nurses?
It's not right.
Juan.
You don't
Juan,
have
it's
to,
completely legal, Juan. It's completely legal.
To violate to the nurse.
Absolutely it is, Juan.
No.
Sure.
Well, okay.
It is, Juan.
We have to call the police.
Okay, Juan. The nurses don't have a right to be protected from killing babies.
So you're not supposed to bother to the people.
There's no law against that.
What do you think?
There's no law against that.
You think this nurse, he's wanna, or the doctor, he's wanna lose the baby now?
I think she works in the abortion clinic.
My question.
I think she works in the abortion clinic.
No, no. No matter what.
I think she works in the abortion clinic.
No matter, but she's not come to the abortion, this lady. Okay?
What's that?
The lady don't come to the abortion to lose the baby.
No, she,
no.
Yeah, but she's helping them lose the
it's
baby.
It's not your business.
Oh, it is my business,
no.
Juan. Juan, come
not
on,
her.
Juan.
You
yes,
know,
her.
Job.
Oh, no. I'm sorry,
she
Juan.
She has a good job.
I know. She
has
a job to kill babies.
No
she has a job
what.
To kill babies.
Like the other jobs.
No, it's not, Juan.
If you don't like
Juan.
That one,
Juan.
Give another job.
Juan, you were...
Okay, you give another job. The one she
Juan, she
that.
Doesn't deserve to have a job to kill
Why
babies.
Why you don't do the job to her to not do those things with him like that?
She's murdering babies, Juan.
No, okay, give me another job.
No, she doesn't deserve another job.
See? There's the problem.
No, it's not a problem, Juan.
No,
babies are dying, Juan.
Listen to yourself.
Listen to yourself.
No, I know, but this is not right.
It
that you
it is right.
People.
Oh, it is right. They're killing people.
You don't try to bother those
you're
people.
Juan,
they're killing people.
You're trying to justify this by putting it on the same level. The fact that you have a job, they have a job.
Right.
No, it's not right, Juan. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
You're here to protect.
How many religions do you have it over here?
What?
How many religions do you have?
It has nothing to do with religion.
No. You tell
no,
me
no, no, no. It is.
Some of the religion, they approve everything. And
that's
anything.
Wrong. It's
I
wrong.
Know it's wrong. I understand.
It's wrong, Juan. It's
know,
wrong.
It's not right.
So everyone that walks in a green smock into that place is going to hear from me every day
no,
because they're murdering
people,
babies.
People got to work it.
They're murdering babies, Juan. I'm not going to stop.
Do this.
I'm not going to stop, Juan. I know there's different offices,
okay.
But the ladies in the ladies in the green smocks
why,
work at the abortion
why
clinic.
Why bother to the other people?
The ladies in the green smocks work in the
it's
abortion
not only
clinic.
Green spot. We got
no,
blue. We got a different color.
We don't have
so
a list.
We don't,
of
do that
we don't have a list, Juan. We're not going to worry about them. We're worried about the babies.
Okay, but don't
okay.
bother to everybody.
We're going to bother everyone.
No.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Because those people...
We are on a public sidewalk in the United States of America, Juan. So we're going to talk to everybody. We have the right to do that, Juan. We have the right to do that, Juan. And Juan, you should be ashamed of yourself to equating abortion with the kind of work you did for a living before you retired. Did you ever do a job killing children?
I don't kill nobody.
Okay. What they're doing is wrong, Juan. It's not just another job, it's murder.
You can call the police and tell them not to do that.
You can help us.
Well,
out.
The police aren't going to stop them.
See, here's the thing. If the police don't stop it, you're not going to stop it too.
I have a chance to talk them out of doing it. Juan, you don't know that, Juan. You don't know that. Juan.
You have to do these.
No. My God is bigger than your opinion.
Your God is the same as mine.
No, he's not, Juan. Nope. No, Juan, because your God is okay with murder of children. My God says it's a sin.
I'm not proving nothing like that, but, you know, nothing way I can do it.
Yes, there is, Juan.
Sometimes I tell people and they don't mess
with me. Wait, I heard that. His God's not okay with murder. He just thinks his God's okay with murder.
Well, right, there's only one God.
That's right.
Yeah, and he will submit to the same God as everybody else.
Here.
Oh,
Well, thank you so much.
Today is pro-life cupcake day.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
I had those made at the store down
Thank you. What's your name?
I'm Janie B.
Janie Tony. Nice to meet you.
Very good. And so and I'm an adoption attorney, so I put my money where my mouth is.
Praise God. Do you have a card?
Somewhere. Here.
I'd love to have some of your cards.
There you go. It says on the back of the website on some of
Very good.
Some doesn't.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Janie. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. God bless you. All righty.
It says pray for babies.
Amen. There you go.
I'll be right back. I'm going to put these in the car.
Young lady, are you here for an abortion today? Ma'am, if you are, please do not kill your baby. Excuse me?
I'm here for the morning after.
Well, ma'am, that's an abortion too. Don't kill your baby. No, it's not okay. She's here for the morning after pill. She's here to kill her baby. That's no different than tearing it apart through surgery, Juan. Come on, man. Come to your senses.
Okay, Lord, let us talk to these folks.
Hi. Can we talk to you folks before you go into the clinic? No, please, give us a moment of your time. It's worth it. There's no reason for you to go in to kill your baby today. Well, where are you going then? What office are you going to? Young man, you don't have to lie about it. You don't want to kill your baby. Do you really want to kill your baby today? Come on, talk about it. There's a clinic right across the street that could give you alternatives.
I record as much as I can. One, for my own accountability, and two, so I can't be accused of making threats or... And she seems very unsure of herself.
Folks, can we talk to you before you go inside? Young lady, if you're here to have an abortion, there are alternatives. There's a clinic right across the street that will help you. You don't have to kill your baby today. Sir, don't let her do this. Sir, if she's going in there to kill her baby, you're responsible. You still have time to stop her and do the right thing. Abortion is murder in God's eyes. Ma'am, are you here to have an abortion today? Let us talk to you. There are alternatives. There's a clinic right across the street. Ma'am, is she here to have an abortion today too? Your baby deserves to live. Your baby deserves to live. Please don't murder your baby. There's a clinic right across the street that could give you alternatives. Please don't murder your baby today. God sees abortion as murder. Ma'am, you're not being a friend to her by helping her do this.
Seems like they have something on their mind.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you going into the abortion clinic?
No.
Oh, you have a class? Yes, they're killing babies in here today.
No.
Yes, as many as 50 babies will be murdered in here today.
Why?
And this lady here just brought a young lady in to kill her baby.
Oh.
Yes, here in the United States, people kill their children. They call it a choice, but all it really is a murder. And ma'am, you know that's true. You know, can you give me one good reason to kill a baby? I know you don't, ma'am. But you'll stand before God to give an account for participating in this murder today. You still have time to make this right. You'll stop so your dog can defecate on a public sidewalk, but you won't stop the murder of an unborn child. Do you really have that much depraved indifference for life?
Well.
You don't need to blaspheme the name of the Lord, ma'am. Why would you take the name of God in vain? Well, you'll stand before the God you blaspheme, ma'am. You'll stand before the God you just blasphemed, ma'am.